live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have a lot that awaits you there. And those other talk shows want to charge you for accessing their sites. So you can drop on in there and you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. In addition to that, you can create the content of the website. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep, as we call it, and then other listeners will be able to vote on it. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. And that means we're more likely to see it and talk about it, as are other listeners. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Of course, we're here at the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Bigger, I would say, thus far than last year. Mark joining me, as always, here
tonight. Indeed, yeah.
And also on the third microphone to start things out this evening, we have special guest Corey Moore, formerly of the Voice of Radical Dissent, has moved on from doing his own show into running his own internet talk radio network, and we can talk about that too here in a moment. Good evening, Corey.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, and nice to see you back. I think last year was your first year at the Pork Fest.
Yeah,
and got a chance to meet with you and sit down and talk last year, and now you're back, and you've lost 50 pounds, you told me, because of the paleo diet. So I totally didn't recognize you at first. You look great.
Thank you.
You feel like less of a man?
No, okay. More of a man actually.
Yeah, it must be nice. I mean, it's just, I can't even imagine what it's like to feel that difference. Just for, I know, you know, getting up in the morning is probably just factor number one, just easier to get out of bed, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But what's your impression of this year's Pork Fest compared to last year?
Well, you know, last year I didn't show up until Wednesday night, so this is actually would have been the first night I would have been here.
I see.
But so far I got here Monday morning, and I was just surprised at how many people were already here. You know, it seems like it's going to be a lot bigger this year. I hear Rogers sold out the entire campground.
It doesn't look like it's the case.
We talked to Crosby from Rogers last night. It's a true statement that the campground has sold out, but the RV sites have not. So as far as the entire property of Rogers, there are several sites still available. What did he say? Something like
3,500 people that this campground can handle.
Yeah, so we're not quite near capacity. But the actual campground, the hotel, those two areas have sold out completely. But that doesn't mean that you could show up tonight or tomorrow or Friday or whenever. You can show up. You can still get an RV site, even if you don't have an RV. So if all you got's a tent and a car, you can still park it on the RV site and essentially use that as your camping site. So no, the entire park is not sold out, but the campground technically is, the actual areas designated for camping. But lots of people here this year, and like you said, you would have just shown up here last year. Do you feel like there are more people here now at this point in time than there were when you showed up last year?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple hundred more.
Yeah, we'll get the official numbers here at some point. And our number, by the way, the phone number here, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. So tell me more about what you're up to, because you were running Ron Paul Radio. And what inspired that? Because it's something that was done in 2008, but that wasn't you, right?
No, I was just trying to look for something I could do. My local activism scene was okay, but you know, I didn't really have a lot of money at the time to really donate or do much of anything. And I do know internet radio a bit. You know, I've done a lot of research. I've worked with you guys. So, you know, I thought that I would give it a bit of a, you know, attempt to do it. And a friend of mine had already bought the domains except for the .com. And we ended up getting that and got it up and running. Took about a month to get it stable. But, you know, once we got up and running, it was going pretty well. And essentially what we were trying to do was be, and I know this is a bad term for some people, but we were trying to be the propaganda piece for the mouthpiece for the Ron Paul campaign.
Hey, I don't, you know, propaganda is what it is. I mean, it's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I don't think there's anything wrong.
And that was 2008?
No, that was this year.
So there was an organization called Ron Paul Radio or something like that back in 2008, right?
Yeah, and it's an interesting story why they stopped broadcasting. I can't really discuss it on the air. But we'll just say that they had good reason to stop broadcasting. There was some criminal stuff that was going on, and which I didn't know until after I started, which was part of the reason I had such a difficulty gaining an audience, because there was that stigma involved with the Ron Paul Radio name.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I mean, if you're doing good content now, people will come.
you know, and it seems like that, you know, we were broadcasting some of the events and speeches from Austin and all over the country, and people would come in and stay afterwards. You know, you'd get 500-600 listeners. People were wanting to hear the good doctor.
Nice.
Now, there is kind of a cognitive dissonance there because I'm an anarchist, and, you know, I kind of supported Ron Paul for his educational benefit.
Yeah.
But then I have all these hosts on my network who are,
anarchists?
Yeah, true believers almost. And I don't mean
like
that
Ron
in a
Paul,
negative way.
True believers, you mean?
Yeah.
I see.
And that's been something that, like, an internal battle almost dealing with.
So what have you, how have you dealt with that? I mean, what does that mean?
You know, I just feel that it was, the cost benefit of it was more benefiting the movement than it wasn't. Even even with people that really believe he's going to win. And I'm sorry if there's anyone out here that thinks Ron Paul's still going to win. I'm going to tell you right now, he's
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So it's the like 0% chance or like 1% or like what do you think?
You know, I would give it a 10% chance because we do have the self-delegates coming in to Tampa. But then,
when you say self-delegates, what does that mean?
The self-delegates are the individuals who were pledged to another candidate, and they're going to break RNC Rule 34, which is supposed to bind you to a candidate and vote for Ron Paul.
I think that's a great strategy, and I hope more people will adopt that particular strategy because it was what some lawyer for the RNC that declared that people don't have to vote for whom they're bound, so they can vote for
So it's confusing right now. Who knows what the rule really means? Because, I mean, there's all kinds of talk out there. So, if you know, I mean, it's just a rule, and how do you know how to follow the rules if people are telling you two different sets of information?
Absolutely. And, you know, there actually have been some really cool projects going on recently teaching the delegates. There's this website, I think it's ronpaultribune.com, and they're actually doing mock not elections, but conventions, and teaching the delegates the process and Robert's rules. So we're going to have a strong set of delegates. They're estimating between 500 and 700 going to the convention. It's a possibility. It's not a very likely possibility, but it is. I'd give it a 10-15%.
Nobody is as knowledgeable about this Republican nominating process as these Ron Paul guys are. I mean, I've tried my best to understand it, and it is very complicated and just absolutely frustrating, especially when you're dealing with the old-school Republican guys, the old guard that are trying all these kinds of dirty tricks to keep things the status quo and disqualify as many Ron Paul people from even coming to state conventions and, you know, turn the microphones off, turn around, ignore them, shut them out, harass them with the police, arrest them.
Breaking their own rules like they did in Louisiana. I mean, they just had a completely, illegal, but I mean, just a, you know, against the rules.
It's ridiculous. But these Ron Paul guys are so dedicated that they keep dealing with this crap and they keep showing up. And in many cases, outnumbering the Romney people. And I don't know. I suffer from any delusion that Ron Paul's going to win. But I sure do think it's going to be an interesting convention. And who knows what? Just judging by what these Ron Paul guys have done at the state conventions, having all of them convene. I mean, or a significant portion of like all these guys that went to all the different state conventions are going to convene in one place. It could be a real show. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting convention. You know, possibly, you know, even for the people that don't follow politics, it might be more fun from the Jerry Springer aspect. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, last time Adam Kokesh showed up and he got arrested waving a sign, but, you know, there's going to be thousands or hundreds of Adam Kokesh types there, which would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that, you know, at this point, there's going to be so many people converging on Tampa that, I can't even imagine how they intend to deal with that.
It's interesting, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about it. Are you going, by the way, Corey, or are you going to stay back in Ohio?
Yeah, I can't go. My job, but, you know, I would like to go, and there's actually going to be Paul Fest right before that, which is going to be right down the street, and we're going to be covering that on RonPaulRadio.com.
That's where basically the Ron Paul guys are going to throw their own 3-day-long festival or something like that, with music and vendors and like a little pork fest, I guess, down in Florida. It sounds like a lot of fun. Corey Moore from RonPaulRadio.com.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping in tonight. Always appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll tell you more about what's going on at Pork Fest because it's still not too late for you to get here and enjoy the festivities. We're just about halfway through, so there's plenty more Pork Fest to go. It's Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaprium e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Lots of stuff, including news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get on that list. For free, of course. And when I say that list, list. There are actually three different ways for you to receive Free Talk Live updates. One is via email, the classic way. There's also Facebook and Twitter. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for precious metals, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet for gold and silver. And you can comparison shop. When I was looking for gold and silver back in the day, I found it very confusing. You call up one of these major gold companies that advertises on the radio, and first you want some gold, you just want some gold and silver, and they're trying to send you some Civil War collector coins and that kind of thing. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some of the best prices there. Not only are you helping Free Talk Live, but you're getting great rates too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there's just so much going on here. But the most important thing that you need to know about is that there are hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that have come together to the same place. They are getting to know one another, having fun. There's games. There's musical performances. Last night, Marcus, the one-man rock band, NothingProject.com, he was playing. And before that, there was some other band that I was told I would really have liked, but I was up here doing the show. So there's a lot of great stuff going on. Of course,
Jordan Page is up there now.
That's right. All the agorist sales going on here in Agora Alley, which Agora is a Greek word for the open market. And so we've got people that are selling everything from smoothies, as Corey mentioned a moment ago, to hot food that is cooked to order, and ice cream. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff here that is just absolutely delicious, homemade, and it's fun. It's just great to be here with such good people. But there's also official events that are going on, and so I just wanted to kind of recount some of the things that we did today. Mark, you're here with your wife and son and dog, and so naturally the family activities are an attraction for you. Of course, there's a playground here, which is, I'm sure, a lot of fun for Jack.
Well, the playground, what makes playgrounds fun isn't the equipment, but the kids. And,
yes.
There are a lot of kids here. And
there are.
They're very, it's very interesting how well-behaved they are. And I'm just, I'm impressed with the activities on the playground. When my son, Jack, went to the merry-go-round, he just kind of wandered off to the merry-go-round, and there were like nine kids on there. And I just
aren't
thought,
they outlawing those things?
I don't know.
Places?
I'd like to tell my story. So they, what I was just, kind of remembering what it could be like to be, groups and not in the group kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're on the merry-go-round, you're not on the merry-go-round. They welcomed them right on board, and everybody had a good time. I was just very impressed with, how the conduct on the playground over and over again.
Great. And so what else did you guys do today?
Swimming at the in the pool and having a good mm-hmm. time going around and visiting with people and checking out the Agora Alley and enjoying all the great food.
I actually was in a wedding today.
Yes, that's right. Brad Jardis had his wedding today.
That was a first for me, being in a wedding before, and I actually got dressed up for it. The temperature here, by the way, today is 90 degrees.
It's a sweltering 90 degrees.
So it's pretty brutal. And so, to actually have to put, normally I don't like putting fancy clothes on, and in this case I liked it even less.
Or shaving.
But, I shaved. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, I did. Normally you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what passes for shaving for you, yes.
Yes, I actually got a razor out, and
this is what qualifies as groomed for you, yeah.
So yeah, it was nice being able to be there. Brad Jardis, of course, comes on our show every other Thursday night, and he's gotten married. He said that he never thought that he would get married, and here he
sometimes the right one comes along.
So that was pretty much my highlight of the day. And, of course, there's just so much else that is happening.
Did you wear those sandals when you were...
No, I put on my shoes.
Okay, good.
Which are very brightly colored.
Okay.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line also going on today. Lots of different things. There was an unschooling Q&A this morning with Kelly Halverson, who we had on the show last night.
Right.
I don't know if you made it out to that. But...
Not that one. We went to the unschooling thing yesterday.
Okay.
We did go to the gardening things today.
With Catherine Bleich, gardening and self-sustainability.
There was one previous to that also.
There was also another panel. This one was the long-distance movers panel regarding people like us, Mark, who had to travel quite a distance in order to get here. I mean, some people just move from Massachusetts or New York. It's no big deal. But, if you're coming from California, it's a bit of a, you got to think of some things before you hit the road. And there's some important factors that you need to be considering before you make the move to New Hampshire. And of course, that's what this is all about. It's about encouraging people showing them what the community of Liberty Lovers is like, what it's like when you get together with other people of like mind, and then encouraging those people to make the move. So you can be around these folks all the time, all year long. Now, we've actually got somebody on the third microphone with us here tonight. TSA George is back in the studio, and this is because the other day when you were on with us, after you'd actually walked out of the studio and left, there was another guy that called in, I think an XM listener who'd called in from on the road, and he had he was calling you out, basically. You wanted to respond.
You ought to be ashamed to be in this, working for the TSA.
Yeah, I get that a lot from a lot of liberty-minded people.
And I got no love for the TSA, mind you.
Neither do I. So basically, yeah, I wanted to pretty much explain to him why I still do what I do, even though I, you know, I'm liberty-minded. One, I wasn't always... I was a TSA agent before I discovered Free Talk Live, before I discovered Liberty. I've been with TSA since the beginning. I'm coming up on my 10th year, you know, so right there and after listening to you guys, and you know, I discovered more Liberty things. Now, as to why do I stay? Well, 13 people whose lives I prevented from being ruined over a certain plant that they happen to have in their bag going to the checkpoint right there, and I didn't rat them out.
That's pretty amazing. And I think we'd speculated to that extent or something similar last night, but it's interesting to hear you actually say that. I would have thought you'd been concerned about the boss hearing you say something like that on the air. I mean, is it possible that somebody from the TSA is listening and they're going to look you up and say, hey, you're not doing your job?
Yeah, I'm a concern right there, but technically, they never gave me any official training on that stuff. So technically, there's no way for me to legally know what said plant is supposed to, you know, look and smell like and all the other stuff without me having to admit it to breaking the law.
Right, it's just an admission of guilt by knowing what it looks like.
So basically, if somebody's got a plant in their pocket, you don't know what that is.
Exactly. They don't. Gotcha. I'm paid to stop terrorists. I'm not paid to stop hippies. So that's why. like I said, I wanted to answer that, and then also tell about one more thing I forgot to mention while I was in Thailand. I had a run-in with the police over there.
Wait, where?
When I was in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently, even though it's not enforced, they have a helmet law there that like over half the people don't follow. Mm-hmm. But this one cop pulled me aside, and I was like, right there, why your helmet? You know, and it's in very broken English, and it's like, supposed to have a helmet on? I was like, yeah. So I gave you a license right there. And he took my license and it said, you can get this back once you pay the 500 baht fine, which when you adjust to U.S. currency, that's about $15.85, which is nothing.
So you just peeled that off and gave it to him?
Yeah. First he made me...
You pay him right there?
Eventually.
Let's talk about it. It's just a bribe.
First I had to run back to my hotel, get my helmet. Then I looked for this police station for a receipt. After looking for that, I couldn't find it. So I went back, told him, look, here's my helmet. I couldn't find it. Here's the 500 baht. Can I have my license? And he was like, okay, whatever. Nice. You know, it was like no permanent record or nothing.
I wish you could bribe cops easier here in the state.
Yeah, I wish it only cost $16.
Hey, yes. Thanks, TSA George. Appreciate hearing from you here.
No,
and, of course, we'll keep talking to other interesting folks as the evening goes on, as we're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of different stuff. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I've seen a lot of bumper stickers on cars. You know, people who are excited about the Liberty message are excited enough to put a sticker on their car and try to, you know, propagate that message to, well, probably thousands of people a month and for fractions of a penny a piece. When you consider that stickers over there at libertystickers.com are, you know, $3-4, well, you can get that message out to lots of different people. Also, they do bulk sales. They'll create custom stickers for you. Go check them out. It's libertystickers.com.
All right, so we're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's always a pleasure to be here among so many great people, and thanks to everybody who came in for our studio audience tonight. Definitely appreciate you guys taking the time out, because there's obviously a lot from which to choose here at Porkfest, and we're glad that you're here. Our number again is 855-453, and if you aren't here in person, you can still be on the air with us simply by calling in and taking control of the airwaves. Now, we've actually got another special guest here on our third microphone tonight, and she is one of the ladies behind her own radio program, which is available online at, I believe it's sexliesanarchy.com. Oh, let me turn your mic on. That might help. Kelly is with us. Good evening.
Good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you said it is sexualizedanarchy.com.
Sexualizedanarchy.com, yes. We're also on Facebook, iTunes, and Twitter.
Excellent. And y'all been doing the show for over a year?
Yeah, actually Porkfest marks sort of our one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, right before we came last year, we released our first 5 episodes.
Did I hear you say something like you pulled the first couple episodes off the your archive?
I said I was going to. I haven't gotten around to it yet. Yes. Okay.
Let's go get them and record them.
Yeah.
The audio quality was really bad, and I'm a little embarrassed. So
it's all practice.
It's all practice. I mean, Free Talk Live had 2 years worth of episodes, well, 4 years worth of episodes prior to 2006, but we only really make the 2006 on available. I mean, yeah. This is kind of practice.
Well, no, I don't think that's why. I think that 2006 on is available because that's when we started on our old podcast host.
Okay.
And they started archiving them at that point. But tell me about Sex, Lies, and Anarchy. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're another libertarian podcast because, you know, there aren't enough of them. Right,
not just any libertarian podcast. One hosted by 3 women, which,
That's
pretty rare.
That's right. Me, I'm Kelly, also a Candy and Antigone, and our show is where liberty gets personal. And what we like to do on our show is we don't really like to talk about current events or politicians that much.
Mm-hmm.
We figure there are enough libertarian shows that do that. We're more interested in kind of the social side of libertarianism and how our philosophy affects our lives, our relationships, and things like that.
All right, so I think one of the big questions that needs to be answered, and it's been answered before, but I'd like to hear your answer on this, is why aren't there more women in the liberty movement?
We actually
I know you get this all the time. Sure.
We did, and in fact, it was probably about 6 months ago that we did an episode where we addressed that.
Mm-hmm.
We explored maybe some of the reasons why, and if I could give maybe one answer of why I think there are fewer women, it's because women haven't been recruited. I mean, libertarianism, people who aren't libertarians often think, okay, there are a bunch of, you know, guys in the woods, you know, gunslingers, people who, you know, don't want to interact with other people, who don't care about children, and that's just not true. It's, I think the message of liberty needs to be maybe packaged in a way that's going to be genuine and real and true, but appeals to things that women more traditionally care about more than men do.
You know, my wife it said, you know, this is the first Porkfest I've really enjoyed this time. And I think what it is there's just a lot more women here, and there's a lot more events for women and families. You know, this it was set up by Sharon Osbourne and Jason
mm-hmm.
Osbourne, but Sharon had a real focus on trying to get, you know, things that women would be interested in. There's several gardening events, several unschooling and homeschooling events. And so that gives, you know, families something to go to and be interested in and that kind of thing.
Well, that is something that I think is the case with the Liberty Movement, specifically here the Free State Project portion of it, is that the women that are participating are a higher percentage within the Free State Project community than in my experience, for instance, with like the Libertarian Party. Now, have you experienced something similar like that? What's your history? Where do you come from before New Hampshire?
Yeah, I've lived in New Hampshire for 4 years. I moved from Utah, and I really can't say one way or another if there are more women per libertarian here in New Hampshire mm-hmm. because I didn't know a whole lot of libertarians in Utah at all. But I will say, of all of them that I knew, they were all dudes.
I can tell you that that was my experience was the Libertarian Party down in Florida. There was one woman that was at any given meeting, and the majority, supermajority, were men. I actually recently went to the Libertarian Party meeting here in New Hampshire for the first time. They were having a nominating convention, and as I was driving up, I said to the guy that I was going with, I said, I'm going to bet no more than 10% women at this meeting. And I was right. It was 23 people at the meeting. 2 of them were female.
But
so,
I think you're absolutely right that here in New Hampshire, there are tons of women. I mean, I remember just, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, you interviewed Dave Ridley last mm-hmm. night. He does the Ridley Report. And he would always, something that he does a lot is anytime he's got a bunch of women in the room, he makes a point to point that out in his videos. And I don't think he's been doing that much anymore. It's
he's
no longer
it.
A real issue because
right.
there are so many women. It's no longer an anomaly.
I can tell you there are times in, and I was bringing up the example of the Libertarian Party because I consider them separate from the Free State Project. I think the Free State Project has a much much higher percentage. Maybe it's like 60% men, 40% women. Around here, it seems like there are quite a few women at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that the percentage goes up every single year, which I think is a good trend. I've definitely seen it happen in Keene, where I live, where there will be times when I'll be at the Keene Activity Center, and I'll be the only man in the room. So, I mean, those are really like, wow, okay, something different is happening here. There's something that's special about this movement that is attracting women that, you know, the libertarians heretofore have not been able to do.
To be interested in the Libertarian Party, you have to have a special fetish for Robert's Rules of Order. I mean, that's what it's about. You know, why would women necessarily be interested in that?
Well, and you could also say that politics is generally something that women aren't attracted to, just whether it's Libertarian politics or Republican or Democrat politics. I bet you if you go into any political meeting, you're going to still find a supermajority of men.
You think even with the Democrats?
I think even with the Democrats.
They actually get people elected. So, you know, I mean, you can go to Libertarians and hang out with their political group and not get anybody elected. It can feel so pointless.
So, the other thing that I think, and it's just pure speculation, is that there is probably some level of misogyny that turns women off as well. Like, I've heard about this from certain people in the liberty movement. They, you know, they think certain things about women, you know, that your place is in the kitchen or whatever. And men like that, if you are coming into a movement and you get that vibe from people, you're not going to come back.
I'll tell you, I've never gotten that. Yeah. Not that I've perceived here in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's different, though.
Right, but
my point.
I'm not somebody who, you know, sees misogyny all over the place. I let a lot of things slide or don't assume the worst about them, but definitely not in New Hampshire have I ever felt like I was being marginalized or anything like that.
That's good to know. So tell me what's next for Sex, Lies, Anarchy. You guys are producing once a week.
We have been producing once a week, and here's the thing, though. We kind of want our summer off. A little bit. So we're going to be, I guess I'm announcing it on Free Talk Live now, but we're going to be going to a two-week, releasing every 2 weeks for the next couple of months because we, you know, we do time off. I don't know how you guys do it every single night. We can't
we
even do
paid.
It once a week.
We did
there
get
you
paid
go.
For
yeah.
years, though, Mark. We did this show for free for a number of years.
We did.
4 or 5 years.
I'll admit,
we were doing it 6 nights a week. We were doing it 6 nights a week.
That's
for free for that time. You know, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad to get, at least you're going to continue on because one of the things that tends to afflict liberty-oriented, internet-based shows is it's a hobby for a lot of people where they jump in and they jump out, which is why I told you guys that I needed you to be on for 6 months straight before I put you on LRN.FM, but you're on now, and it's good to have you.
We are, and thanks so much for putting us on, and thanks for having me on, guys.
SexLiesAnarchy.com. Check out Kelly and friends on that show. It's good stuff. And very intelligent talk, by the way. It's, I feel smarter every time I listen to it.
Do I have time? Can I say one thing? We'll be at the Big Gay Dance Party.
Awesome. We're coming up from Porkfest 2012.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1280. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5322, $8,2661 for a half ounce, or $4,1330 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5322, $8,2661, and $4,1330.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. We're here live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and you can actually help support the program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for as little as $3 a month, and we will take that money in and invest it in Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and exposing new people, therefore, to the ideas of freedom. So if that is worth $3 a month to you, then get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can also use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. So different ways for you to get on board. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and forum. By the way, the AMP call-in lines are not available to you this week because we're not in our regular LRN.FM studios where the AMP lines are physically located. But we can still take your calls on our regular call-in lines at 855-450-FREE. So drop into amp.freetalklive.com, check out the details on the program, and please get signed up. $3 a month, price of a cup of coffee, hamburger. I mean, this is not a whole lot of money, but for us, it makes a huge difference in being able to get this show on more radio stations and help people find the ideas of freedom, because it's so important. That's why there are so many great radio hosts, so many people that are putting together podcasts and doing online radio to try to reach out to as many folks as possible, because this message is important. And I think our next guest agrees with that. It's Jake, who is the host of, and what's your last name, Jake? I'm not
DeSillis.
Intimately familiar with it. DeSillis.
Yeah.
You're from actually the UK.
Yeah.
And you are the host of the Voluntary Life.
That's right. Yes, the Voluntary Life. It's a podcast.
And how long has the Voluntary Life been being produced?
A year and a half now.
That's pretty good. What inspired it?
Well, I've been interested in really ways of finding freedom in your own life. I guess Harry Brown's book, you know, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, is a great book. A real inspiration, I think, and his
seminal work
and his approach, you know, to really focusing on what you can do in your own life to bring more freedom to yourself. is something that I'm really inspired by. My background was as an entrepreneur. I set up a business and ran it for a while and sold it. And I was really interested in you know, ways in which entrepreneurship can be something that you can use to bring more freedom to your life and to experience being able to do what you want to do. And along with that, I wanted to do a podcast talking to other people who had other ways of finding freedom in their lives. So, for example, I've done a lot of interviews with families who are unschooling to hear more about that and as an opportunity to have more freedom within your family when you're raising kids. And other people I've talked to about things like investment and financial freedom. So that's the idea, is really to look at all ways in which you can get more freedom in your own life.
How many liberty-oriented shows are there in the UK? I mean, who else is out there?
Oh, they're really, it's nothing like the US. I look every now and again to see what's out there, and there are a few much more sort of, I guess, party politically oriented, vaguely libertarian leaning shows, but it's just nothing like in the USA. So there's really not a lot going on in the UK. There are a few free market institutes and there is a libertarian organization. I'm not really that involved in that, but it's very, very different compared to what's happening over here.
Do you think that, I mean, have you ever assessed your downloads? And because I know that we can look usually at our downloads by country and see, you know, who's been downloading. And was it Russia that's fairly?
Yeah, it's amazing.
People
learning English through Free Talk Live.
Are you seeing more downloads coming from the U.S.?
Yes,
than the UK?
That's right. The U.S. is actually the main source of downloads, and the U.K. is second, and then I also have, strange things from Russia and Thailand.
What's
and places.
Going on over there?
I guess there may be a lot of expats as well who speak English who live out there. But I did want to say, by the way, back in 2005, when I was an entrepreneur and was becoming more and more interested in liberty, I was listening to Free Talk Live, and it was actually Free Talk Live that I listened to, Ian, you read an article out about how the military doesn't really protect you. Mm. I can't remember who wrote that article, but that was, for me, that was the moment that sort of knocked me over from minarchism into voluntarism.
Well, right, because minarchists sort of traditionally believe that the state must protect, that the state's military is a good thing because it's keeping us safe.
Exactly.
But in reality, they really focus on keeping the government safe.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're a minarchist, that's your last sort of line of, well, okay, I can see how the government messes up all of these other industries that it goes into and nationalizes, mm-hmm. but you need defense. You have to have a court system and defense. So that's your last
cops,
sort of
courts, roads,
that's
soldiers.
That's the last thing that you think, well, okay, that's the kind of necessary evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that article just really clicked something for me. So I wanted to say thank you very much.
Welcome.
That was very, very helpful.
Now, your podcast is about living a voluntary life. What is the single biggest thing that the average person can do to add more freedom to their lives? What if you have distilled over a year and a half at this point?
Well, I mean, I think that really depends on where you're at, what you're doing. So, for example, we don't have kids yet. I know that the unschooling...
You know how to make that happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The unschooling thing would be something that I'm really interested in learning more about for that stage of life. But I guess my background and what I talk about, the thing that I really focus on is how entrepreneurship is something that you can use to bring more freedom to your life. I think so many people go through a process of, going through compulsory education and getting into a wage job and feeling like they're really stuck in that.
The rat race, as it's called.
Yeah.
Right. When you have your own job, it's interesting. When you have your own business, you serve more people and make more money. When you work for someone else, it's hard to make more money. How do you do that? Can I get more hours? So you're asking somebody for more hours, and maybe they can provide it, maybe they can't. You can go out and get another job. Like, it just, at that point, you're trading time for money, and it's, it just doesn't, I don't know. I mean, it's a different setup.
Yeah, and I think, what I find really exciting about entrepreneurship is that it's a really revolutionary thing to do as well. This is a way in which you can use a voluntary exchange to change the world, to make the world a better place. Because even if you're just providing, you know, pizza to an area that doesn't have it, or if you're providing some kind of super high-tech new development, whatever you're doing, if you create something that people are willing to pay for, then you'll bring value to the world that didn't exist, and you're changing the world and making the world a better place. And that's a really revolutionary thing to do. And that's, you know, in my view, that's where all the progress that we have comes from. That's where, you know, all of the great things that we get to enjoy now in terms of, you know, the fact that we live longer and that we're able to enjoy the comforts of the kind of lifestyles that we live now, they come from the work that entrepreneurs have done in the past. So for me, that's a kind of activism, you know. It's an activism of actually bringing voluntary exchange to the world and generating value that wasn't there before.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, that being an entrepreneur and hopefully becoming a successful entrepreneur is the best way to secure more freedom for yourself, because you set your own schedule. I mean, that's a huge deal for me. I don't have a boss telling me where I have to be and when I have to be there. And if I have to be somewhere, it's because I have committed to that on my own without anybody telling me what to do. And having that freedom to be able to make those choices is a real benefit to entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and it gives you the opportunity to live with the consequences of your decisions, to actually have the freedom to, you know, decide, I'm really going to go for it and try and make something mm-hmm. that hasn't existed before. As you say, that brings you freedom because you have the opportunity to work for yourself and to, you know, to make money, if that, you know, and to try and get more financial freedom for yourself. But you also bring freedom to other people because everything that you're doing is voluntary. So if they're willing to pay for it, then they're getting value on a voluntary basis. So that's like voluntarism in action.
How does, you know, because this could be a big cliff to jump off for many people. They work their whole lives trading hours for dollars. And how does one take that step? I mean, what are your recommendations in that area?
Well, I think I was talking about this yesterday with Brett, because we were talking about sort of his School Sucks podcast and the whole compulsory education thing. And one thing that I was talking about yesterday was, I mean, I think the sooner you can start, the better. Because entrepreneurship is one of those things that's harder to do the more financial responsibility and the more financial obligations you have. So if you already have a family and if you already have debt and you already have a mortgage and all these other things, it becomes harder and harder to start. So the earlier that you can start, the better. And if you do have a lot of expenses, then, you know, if you can bring yourself down, if you can bring those down so that you have less and less expensive lifestyle, then you have more freedom to get started. There are other things that we can talk about that too, but that's one of the main
things.
What's
your website?
TheVoluntaryLife.com.
TheVoluntaryLife.com, and that's where you can go
voluntary.
For more of Jake?
Yes.
Jake. Thanks for stopping in, Jake. Appreciate you being here, and welcome to Pork Fest. First
Thank
time,
you.
Right?
Yes.
Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. We continue broadcasting live here in moments. We'll take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.